Captain Kane and the future looked rough. Joseph's family were finding it tough.
For the famine has caused us unprepared. We are thin, we are ill, we are getting scared. It's enough to make anyone weep. We are down to our very last sheep. We must starve if we hang around here. And in Egypt there's food going spare. They got corn, they got meat, they got fruit and drinks. And if we had the time, we would see the Sphinx.
So they finally decided to go off to Egypt to see Brother Joe. So they all lay before Joseph's feet.
Mighty prince, give us something to eat.
Joseph found it a strain not to laugh, because not a brother among them knew who he was.
I shall now take them all for a ride, after all they have tried fratricide. I dream that in the fields one day, at corn collecting time, your 11 sheaves of corn all turned and bowed to mine. I dreamed I saw 11 stars, the sun and moon and sky, all bowing down before my star. It made me wonder why. How do I know where you come from? You could be spies telling me that you are hungry, and that could be lies. How do I know who you are? Why do you think I should help you? Would you help me? Why on earth should I believe you? I've no guarantee.
Cold, cold, rain clouds of gold. Worship, worship, make this the truth. We are just 11 brothers, good men and true. Though we know we count for nothing when up next to you. Honesty's our middle name. Life is slowly ebbing from us, hope's almost gone. It's getting very hard to see us from sideways on global cold. Rain clouds and fall. Worship, worship, make us not feel.
I rather like the way you're talking, astute and sincere. Certainly a tragic story gets me right here.
This is what we hoped you'd say.
What's tugging at my heartstrings is quite justified. I will give you what you came for and lots more besides. Joseph handed them sackloads of food, and they groveled with base gratitude. Then unseen, Joseph nipped out around the back and planted a cup in young Benjamin's sack.